Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from Foreign Affairs about the recent India-Pakistan conflict. It's a complex situation.
Absolutely. It's a powder keg, isn't it? This article argues that India's attempts to deter Pakistan have actually backfired.
Right. It starts by laying out the confusing series of events. A terrorist attack in Kashmir, India blaming Pakistan, missile strikes, downed jets, a real fought of war.
And no one agrees on anything. Even the supposed U.S. mediation is disputed.
Exactly. The article then highlights India's strategy. They went further into Pakistani territory than ever before, hitting military targets, not just militant groups. A real show of force.
But was it effective? The article says no. It actually boosted the Pakistani military's reputation at home.
That's the crux of the argument. It gave the Pakistani military a symbolic victory and, ironically, strengthened their position against India.
It's like poking a bear with a stick. You might get a swipe back you weren't expecting. The article delves into Pakistan's domestic context, explaining how this victory helps General Munir, the army chief.
He was facing a lot of internal pressure before this conflict. This incident provided a convenient distraction.
A rallying cry. It allowed him to present himself as the nation's protector.
And they promoted him to field marshal. Talk about a glow-up. It also explores the long history of proxy warfare between the two countries, with the Pakistani military using militant groups to destabilize India.
And they're not likely to stop now, are they? Especially after this perceived win.
The article suggests the opposite. They might actually be emboldened. I see. Interesting. India's attempt at deterrence completely misfired.
The nuclear dimension is terrifying, right? Both countries have nuclear weapons, and Pakistan has a history of, well, shall we say, brandishing them.
Nuclear blackmail, as Modi put it. It adds another layer of complexity to this already volatile situation. The article talks about the paradoxical nature of nuclear deterrence.
It prevents all-out war, but increases the likelihood of smaller skirmishes and proxy conflicts. A dangerous game of chicken.
Got it. The article discusses two crucial new elements, disinformation and drones.
The media on both sides, but particularly in India, really fanned the flames. And the drones, swarms of them, that's a game changer.
Drones make it easier to escalate tensions without the same risks as using manned aircraft. It's a whole new battlefield.
So what's the takeaway here? Are we doomed to see this cycle repeat itself?
The article suggests that further conflict is likely, unfortunately. Both sides have reasons to continue the fight, despite the risks. It's a deeply entrenched rivalry.
A recipe for disaster, perhaps. It's a bleak outlook.
Indeed. And on that somber note, we conclude our discussion for today. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.